You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. In Phoenix, I'm Steve Goldstein. Jay Leno has been a stand-up comedian for more than four decades. He also became world-famous as the successor to Johnny Carson as longtime host of The Tonight Show. He's still going strong on television as host and producer of Jay Leno's Garage, and he'll be in the Valley on Friday night for a stand-up routine at Talking Stick Resort. And Jay Leno joins me now. Jay, if you don't mind, I want to talk first about Jay Leno's Garage. It's such a fun show. It looks like you're having such a great time. And I know people know a little bit about your love of cars, but where did that come from?
Well, actually, I grew up in a little town in New England where you needed a car to get around. I mean, that's pretty much what you did. I mean, I grew up in an era when all young men were expected to fix lawnmowers and change flat tires and do all that stuff. So it was sort of part of the growing up process, which isn't much anymore.
Do you consider yourself to be a great driver?
I mean, I enjoy driving and I like it, but it is a form of athletics, and I've never been a particularly good athlete, you know. I remember once I did one of these celebrity races, you know, and it was me, and they had like Dan Gurney and Parnelli Jones and all these guys. And I'm in the celebrity race, and I'm behind Dan Gurney. I said, okay, I'm just going to follow Dan's line and do whatever he does. Dan goes up at the corner and brakes. I brake. He steps on the gas there. I step on the gas there. And this is going pretty good. Dan's about maybe 10 feet in front of me, and okay, now he's about 30 feet in front of me. And then I'm going, where's Dan? I look at the rearview mirror. He's behind me now, okay? How did that happen? I enjoy it. It's a fun hobby, but I don't pretend to be really good at it.
You're still doing stand-up, and I wonder, when you've been as successful as you've been for decades, are you driven by love of the craft, being in front of the audience, something else?
Well, those two. I mean, you know, it's fun to tell jokes. I mean, I think any person, if you tell them a joke, they can't wait to tell that joke to each person that passes by their desk. And by the end of the day, you've told enough times that you've really got it down. You've got the pacing, you've got the emphasis, and now you're just waiting for people to walk past your desk so you can tell them that joke, you know. And that's kind of what this job is like. You know, when you do a show like The Tonight Show, you sort of do different jokes in the same place every night. When you go on the road, you tend to do the same jokes in a different place every night. And the advantage to that is you can let the material breathe a little bit. Like, if you come up with a quick joke on The Tonight Show, you tell it, and it's gone forever. You can't really tell it again because everybody heard it already. But when you do it at Talking Stick on Friday, and then you do it at another gig in Chicago on Saturday, and do another gig on Sundays, you know, by next week, instead of just having a 10 or 15-second one-liner, you maybe have a 1 or 2 minute story because you've done it enough times, and you've changed it and added and taken away. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, I have to say, I really do enjoy it. I think it's a great way to make a living.
Jay, I'm not going to remember this exactly, but this was at least a decade ago when Jerry Seinfeld was in that documentary. And one of the things that I've heard him say is that certainly he's one of the greatest stand-ups of all time also.
Right.
But he had found it seemed like for a while that he wasn't sure if people were laughing just because it was Jerry Seinfeld as opposed to the joke was funny. Do you ever go through that?
Oh, sure. I mean, I remember Robin Williams, when Robin was at just the height of his popularity, he came in to me. He said, I'm going to do some new stuff with the improv tonight. Come in and watch it. Tell me if it's any good. So Robin gets up there, and Robin being a great performer, he could do a lot, me Lord, you know, all those kind of voices and stuff. And the people are howling. And Robin came up, he said, was that new material any good? And I said, no, it's terrible. But you got to laugh. He goes, I know, but I think they're laughing at me. They're not laughing at the material. And that's sort of the trick thing to do. You know, I remember Johnny Carson came in to see me once at the Improv before I was on his show. And he said to me, you know, you're a great performer, but you need to tighten up the material a little bit. And Johnny gave me advice. He said, you know, go up one night and just read your new jokes as blandly and as boringly as you possibly can. And if the joke gets a laugh, then you know it's funny. So when you add a performance element to it, it'll win on two levels. It'll win on a performing level, and it'll win on the strength of its own joke being funny level. And that always worked for me. You know, that was something, like when I first met Letterman, Letterman was a great writer, but not a good performer. And he'd come up to me and go, you're a good performer. And I go, you're a good writer. And we sort of learned from each other how to improve our skill.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix talking with legendary comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno. He'll be in the Valley on Friday night for a stand-up routine at Talking Stick Resort. Jay, how much joke writing do you do now? And do you get together with other comics like you used to? Do you do it yourself?
Well, for the most part, I do it myself now. Obviously, when you're doing The Tonight Show, you have to have writers. But, you know, when Seinfeld and I hang out, each of us comes away with at least 5 or 6 minutes worth of new stuff, because you just sort of, you always get to the meat of the conversation. You know, when you talk to regular people, you don't get that much funny stuff. When you talk to another comic, you try to make each other laugh. Like, I consider a real accomplishment if I can make Seinfeld laugh. And I think he feels that way about me, too. So we deliberately go in with sort of guns loaded, you know, and you say, oh, Jerry, let me ask you this. And you throw something at him, you know, and then he throws it back. And, oh, that's good. Can I have that? Well, can I have this? You know, Jerry and I had we were talking about restaurant buffets. And I said, you know, just how silly they were. And I remember I said to him, and I thought I gave him a pretty good joke about the one thing people don't understand about buffets is you can go back. They're balancing a plate. It's got steak, mashed potatoes, ice cream, pie. It's all on the same plate. You can go back. Okay, you don't have to take it all now. You can go back. So for like weeks, every time Seinfeld and I would talk, we'd each go, you can go back. You can go back. It's not the end of the world. You can go back for the pie.
Was the monologue your favorite part of hosting The Tonight Show?
It took probably 85% of the effort. You know, because the one thing you realize with these shows is people watch either for the host or for the jokes. There are only about 18 guests in the whole world that mean anything rating-wise. And the rest of the reason, I mean, why do you watch the Ellen DeGeneres show? Because Ellen is funny and people like her and she has something to say at the top of the show. And if she happens to have a fantastic guest on, well, that's just more, you know, icing on the cake. But you watch it because you like Ellen, you know. And I think that's why people like Johnny Carson. They liked Johnny. They thought he was funny. And if he happened to have an unknown actor on, Johnny would get something out of him and make it laugh. If he happened to have whoever the hottest person in the business was at the time, well, that was great, too. But, you know, as I said, there's only 18 stars that make a difference. And we have a show to do every single day, 18 days out of 365. That's not enough to win, you know. You got to have something else.
How much pressure was there hosting a legendary program like that? Did you end up working with people who didn't quite understand where you were coming from? And did that take away from the fun you had for that 1 hour every night?
Well, there are two ways to look at it, you know. I'm one of those people, you tell me what the rules are, and I'll work within them. But when you don't know the rules, it's like, what do you do now? I mean, I'll give you an example of that, although it's not with a Tonight Show. The first time I was at the White House, it was with Reagan, and I went to do the correspondence dinner. So I'm standing back in the green room, you know, this general walks in, and he goes up to me, goes, hey, you the comedian? Come over here. He goes, let me tell you something, because President Reagan is my commander-in-chief. Do you understand me? He is the leader of the free world. He is my boss. If you make fun of him, he's poking me in the chest, you know, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't make fun of this guy, but do you understand? I said, yes, sir. Okay, what's that all about? Okay. And 10 minutes later, George Shultz. You remember him?
Sure.
Remember George Shultz? He comes in with a drink in his hand. He goes, Leno, come over here. When you get out there, nail Ronnie's ass to the wall. All right, just nail his ass to the wall. And I said to him, but, you know, that general just told me, no, he works for me. I'm thinking, well, what do I do now? I got the Pentagon and the Armed Forces telling me not to do this. And George Shultz, who's kind of half in the bag, telling me. So that's where the pressure is, where you go, what do you do now, you know?
Jay, last question for you. One of the recurring features when you hosted The Tonight Show was jaywalking. And I wonder, right, in this unpredictable presidential year, like especially with Donald Trump, what do you think a jaywalking segment would be like? And would you be, I don't know, a little afraid of the answers you might get?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I was fortunate. When I was doing The Tonight Show, it was an era when, you know, Bush was dumb and Clinton was horny, and it was a simpler time. Now you have all this homophobic, racist, anti-gender, anti-women. I mean, it's pretty ugly. But, I mean, you could find humor in it. In fact, I'm enjoying Donald Trump's new reality show, The Amazing Racist. Have you seen that?
Legendary comedian Jay Leno. He's still going strong as host and producer of Jay Leno's Garage, and he'll be in the Valley Friday night at the Talking Stick Resort. Jay, a pleasure. Thanks very much for the time.
Hey, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.